Well, God bless you on today. This is Co-Pastor Elmer Hess, Sr., and I have a word of hope for today. I pray that this message finds you ready to hear the word and ready to receive the word and to benefit from the word. I want this word to impact you on today. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about Heaven is Truth Headquarters. Heaven is Truth Headquarters. The Bible says, "You shall know the truth. Ye shall know the truth." There's nothing like the truth. Bible says in St. John, 8th chapter, verse 32, "And ye shall know the truth," and here's the good news, "and the truth shall make you free," make any one of us free. Just want you to know today that we're living in a time when deception is dressed up in designer's robes. We have this deception that comes with marketed liberation. But I want you to know today, heaven has not gone silent. Heaven is not confused, and heaven is not compromised. Heaven is truth headquarters. If you want to go to heaven, you can only get there by the truth. Heaven is truth headquarters, and that's the eternal command center, where every word of God is pure, where every judgment of God is righteous, and where every dispatch from God is holy. Many times we think that truth is a trend, but truth is not a trend. Truth is a throne. And the one seated upon that throne, he's not swayed by polls. He's not swayed by popularity. He's not swayed by political correctness. He is the Ancient of Days. He is the Word that has been made flesh. He's the Lamb and the Lion. And he has declared, "Ye shall know the truth." This is 2025, and I'm recording this on today. But I want you to know, whenever it is, you shall know the truth is a message that comes from the Word of God. Heaven is not a suggestion box. It's a dispatch center. Earth can debate, but heaven declares. The throne room is not a round table. The throne room in heaven is a war room. Truth is not crowd-sourced. Truth is Christ-sourced. Heaven does not echo culture. Heaven confronts culture. Just as a military base sends orders to soldiers out in the field, maybe across the globe, heaven sends truth to the remnant. How many of you believe that God has saved you to be a part of this end time remnant? I'm talking to you on today. We don't improvise the mission. What we do is we implement it. Instead of improvising, we implement. Truth is not just information, but truth is revelation. You don't just learn truth like trivia. You have to encounter truth. Truth is not a fact sheet. Truth is a person, in the person of Jesus Christ. And when heaven reveals truth, it's not to entertain us. When heaven reveals truth, he does it to emancipate us. And the reason many are bound is not because they lack motivation, but they're bound because they lack revelation. I've really been pressing this thing about having a spirit of discernment. You don't just get revelation just by watching some video. You get revelation so that God can help you to move into that place where you will know him and you will be free because you know the truth. So you can't know the truth until you've been to the headquarters. We as remnant, we must report to headquarters. We're not called to freelance faith. We're called to follow orders. And when I look at the remnant, we don't take polls. We take pulse as we follow Christ. We don't just believe truth. We actually become truth because we are the remnant of God. And our spiritual pioneers, the one that has left us the legacy, they didn't build ministries on charisma. They built ministry on consecration. They didn't just preach truth. They actually lived it. They wept over it. And they died defending this thing called truth. Because you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Truth liberates. But in another sense, truth also separates. Truth will set you free. But it will also set you apart. Truth doesn't just deliver. Truth divides light from darkness. Heaven's headquarters does not issue mixed signals. Heaven's headquarters, it sends out a clarion call. It's clear. It's where you cannot misunderstand it. So there's a spiritual warning. If your version of truth never offends the flesh, it's not from heaven. If it never convicts, that means that truth is counterfeit. So beloved, today, the time for deluded doctrine is over. The time for spiritual tourism is over. We as believers of God, we as a remnant, we must return to headquarters. We must report for duty. We must receive fresh dispatches from the throne of heaven, not recycle slogans that's coming from the crowd. Heaven is truth headquarters. The remnant must be fluent in heaven's language, not just quoting truth, but embodying truth. Truth is not just to be spoken. Truth is not just to be understood, but we are to embody this thing called truth that comes from heaven. Not just defending truth, but we have to demonstrate truth that's on the inside of us, because you shall know the truth, not just hear it, not just admire it, not just debate it, but you shall know it. You know it by living it. You have to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Now, thank God for this short word on today. Listen, I just want you to know that you can go into this place called the throne room and you can hear from God. You can hear from heaven, because heaven is our headquarters. Heaven is where we're headed for. When you're saved and you're living to live again, it means that you're on your way to heaven. Heaven is a place where the saints of God want to go. Heaven is a place where the saints of God will go if we believe the truth and if we understand what God is trying to tell us. I want you to know that you're on your way to heaven, because heaven is truth headquarters. We're living in a time when this truth has been diluted in many places. But I want you to know today that you shall know the truth, and the truth is going to make you free. You have to know that truth is your portion. Truth is what God has given for us to have. When you have truth, you have the righteousness of God. You don't just stumble into heaven. You walk in obedience, and then you'll get to heaven. Righteousness is heaven's prerequisite. You can't go to heaven unless you have righteousness. Heaven is not a casual destination. It's a covenant reward. The righteousness is not optional. It's essential. We live in a generation that seems to want heaven without holiness. They want to go to heaven without living right. But you've got to accept the Lord. The word of God is not vague. It's surgical. The word of God declares with clarity, none but the righteous shall be saved. The Bible tells us in St. Matthew, the 5th chapter, in verse 8, it said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. We're talking about righteousness here. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 12 and 14, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Again, you're not going to stumble into glory. Righteousness is not just moral. Righteousness is relational. True righteousness flows from the intimacy that we have with God. It's not just about avoiding sin. It's about abiding in Him. So the righteous don't just behave differently. We belong differently. Many are trying to act holy without being made holy. But righteousness is not a costume. It's a covenant. You don't wear it. You walk in it. The righteous see God now and will see God later in eternity. The righteous and righteousness gives each one of us access to have a divine encounter in the now. And when we're in heaven, we're going to have an eternal encounter forever with Him. The pure in heart shall see God, not just in eternity, but you can see Him in revelation now. You can see Him in worship, and you can see Him in His guidance. The unrighteous may hear sermons, but the righteous hear the shepherd. Not just a sermon, but a shepherd. Righteousness absolutely requires separation. You cannot walk in righteousness and cling to rebellion. Righteousness will cost you popularity. Righteousness will cost you comfort. And righteousness will not be compromised. If your version of Christianity never confronts your flesh, it's really not righteousness, it's religion. And religion will not get you into heaven's headquarters. Only righteousness. I want to tell you today as I close it out, the gate is narrow, the standard is holy, and the invitation is urgent. None but the righteous shall see God. Not the talented, not the famous, not the well-liked, but none but the righteous shall see God. Heaven is not for the casual. It's for the committed. And the righteous are not perfect, but we are purified. We're positioned and we're proven. Heaven is truth headquarters. And the Bible tells us, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I thank God for this word on today. Just a quick word, but I just wanted to throw that out there today and get it out into the atmosphere so that those of you that may be a little discouraged along life's journey, you got to get in touch with headquarters. You got to get on your knees. You got to pray. You got to seek him while he may be found. Then you got to call upon him while he is near. Listen, we need the saints of God that are the remnant of God. We need for you to be steadfast and make sure that you're unmovable, because we're living in a time now where so many things are coming at the saints of God. And I want you to know that we're not looking for victory. We're looking to go to heaven because we have the victory. Well, God bless you on today. I just wanted to share that word with you. See you the next time. God bless.